He is the wonderful one. Growing up, I went to a special school for the disabled, only because back then people like me just didn't go to regular schools. So some of the classmates were deaf. We were all taught sign language so we could all communicate. And like most kids, we all watched Sesame Street. Well, on Sesame Street, they used to have a deaf woman on there named Linda. So Sesame Street also taught sign language. But they also did everything in both English and Spanish. So when Sandy Patty started becoming known in the early 80s, it was surprising to me that she knew sign language and Spanish. So by the time I got into music, I was totally drawn to Sandy Patty because I felt like she went that extra mile to communicate with the disabled. So being that Sandy knew Spanish, it inspired me to learn how to program songs in other languages. Languages like Spanish, French, German, and Latin. And if Sandy ever gets to hear this CD, she now has to catch up to me. But God used her to inspire me to program songs in other languages. Little did I know God was going to give me a music ministry for the disabled to make it possible for them to sing. If it wasn't for my work, people who can't talk would have no way to sing happy birthday to someone, go Christmas caroling, or anything else that involves singing. And some people have no expectations of a disabled person learning English, let alone a second or third language. So I feel honored that God uses me to kind of set a higher bar for the disabled community. The next song I'm going to sing is Solo El Amor, Only Love. This is in both English and Spanish, and I love this song because it makes people think about what they would do for love, and it talks about how far Jesus went to express his love. I have seen places where disabled adults are tied to chairs and locked in closets because no one wants to deal with them. My heart aches because if people would just give them the one-on-one time they need, many of them could become a functional member of society. But instead, many disabled people are shoved into sheltered workshops making 11 cents an hour. These people have dreams, but no hope because the general public is not educated about disabilities, and no one wants to get involved. And I often ask the question, why? Jesus went all the way to the cross to save us. Only love made him do it. God made an investment in us because he sees so much more in us than we see in ourselves. Yet if a person is disabled, very often no one invests time to help that person become something. God loves everyone, all life is important. This voice you are listening to is only made to do English. So as you hear me do Spanish in this next song, be wowed, be very wowed. But I want you to think of how much better the quality of life would be if we all invested in each other. It only takes one thing to change a life, and that one thing is love.